Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.814 quickly to David Hammer, WWL TV, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. David, I want to have you on to talk about the bills that are making their way. HB 461, I think, is on the House side, on the Senate side. You got SB 482. You got Blake Miguez's bill. I don't have that in front of me right now, but what they're trying to cook up, it seems to me, is that you got to present an ID to get a record that you're not going to get anyway. This House bill is talking about prohibit access to records that pertain to business negotiations. Take me through all of this, David. I'm going to shut up, and as you, as an investigative reporter, talk about what these bills would do and what it would look like and some things that you've uncovered, you and the investigative reporters over at WWL, that would not have come to light.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way, Tommy, to overemphasize how important this is for our democracy. Open government is the bulwark of our democracy. Access to public records and knowing what our public officials and public government are doing with our tax dollars is central to the whole proposition of democracy. So, you know, this isn't about me as a investigative reporter or any of the rest of the investigative reporters. This is equally important to members of the public who just want to know what's going on by filing public records requests, just as much as it is for me and other investigative reporters who file these public records requests as a part of our job. You know, it seems like politicians love the Public Records Act and the access that the public has to information like this when they're not in power, and when they're in power, they start talking about limiting the access, you know?
Jeff Landry's saying that this is weaponizing, that the bill is, that this public records law has been weaponized, but yet he was the one that was behind permitless carry for everybody, talking about weapons. I know you don't want to get into that because I'm editorializing now.
No, but
go ahead.
But Tommy, just think of it this way. When Jeff Landry was running for attorney general against Buddy Caldwell, he was all too happy to use my investigation that was based on public records of Buddy Caldwell's administration that we called the Buddy System, showing how he had put his friends and his campaign manager in all these top positions and given them big contracts. And he used that in his commercials to beat Buddy Caldwell to become the attorney general. So then he launched that into becoming the governor, and now that he's governor, he says that we in the public and in the investigative reporting field are weaponizing the Public Records Act. No, it's about getting access to what's going on in the government, and it doesn't matter what party the politician is a part of, what race, what ethnicity, you know, sexual orientation, what, you know, gender they are. It doesn't matter. They are doing the business of government, and that is supposed to be available to the public to review. And here's the thing. Public records that contain personal information, personnel files, personal identifying information such as social security numbers, trade secrets that are disclosed as a part of, you know, the deliberation process that they're talking about in one of these bills, those are all already exempt from the Public Records Act. Those are not available to the public, and they must be redacted, and the public is notified that this information is not public, and therefore you can't have it. So that's already addressed in the way the Public Records Act stands right now. So these changes, specifically the ones that would propose eliminating access to all emails and text messages, are particularly limiting in the Public Records Act. And listen, you know, we as investigative reporters are going to continue to be able to access information. I mean, public officials love to leak. I mean, they leak information to us all the time. That's not the issue. We're going to be able to do our jobs and do stories, but not as easily and not as well to inform the public about what public bodies and public officials are doing with public money if we don't have access to emails and other public communications.
Well, let me just say this too. As you talk about Jeff Landry, you're talking about it being weaponized. Well, he certainly, if it is a weapon, he was certainly happy to use it. Your information, stories when he was running for attorney general against Buddy Caldwell, his administration's pursuing a federal lawsuit currently that demands the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency turn over 3 years of its communications with journalists and activist groups. So this is just idiocy at its finest, and or duplicity or disingenuousness, whatever word you want to use. And it just seems, David, and I'm not trying to scream here or anything, but like the legislators just rolling over. And I've heard off the record from some legislators that are not in favor of this and don't think it's right. Tell me about the specific bills, and are they facing any opposition at all?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, I think they are facing opposition from what I can tell.
From legislators.
Every process. Yes, exactly. Some of the public testimony that went on during the House bill that was presented a couple of days ago on Wednesday, you saw some pushback. And from members of the sponsor's own party, the Republicans, saying, you know, we need to be very, very careful here about how far we're going. And, you know, not undercut things that really should be public. I mean, you know, I think about just a recent story I did about Mayor Cantrell and communications that I got through public records emails, where a businessman said, I asked Mayor Cantrell to get rid of this person who was investigating me, and she did. And that was in a public record in an email. Now, if they said, well, all emails are no longer public because they show deliberations, I wouldn't have had access to that, and I wouldn't have been able to show that what they said about that before was not true. So these types of things where we get to see how the public, how the government is handling public dollars and is doing business are critical to this. This is not private industry. This is the public government with public money, taxpayer dollars. And that's why it's important for these things to be public. And again, we're not asking for anything more than what we already have, which limits access to personal private information, but it shows us and gives us access to the public dollars and the public deliberations that are so key to a democracy and democratic government.
Other stories you've done with the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, would that have come to light if these laws are changed as the governor's proposing? That? Well, I can't say the governor because he's kind of kept his distance from this, but it would be hard to believe that he's not in some way in favor of what Heather Cloud and Blake Miguez and these people are proposing.
But he has said, specifically in context with these proposed bills, that this is, you know, that this has been weaponized. That's his words.
That's true.
That the concept is that, you know, we need to limit access to this information because it's being weaponized. You know, people weaponize information all the time. That doesn't make the information any less public. That doesn't make the information any less you know, it doesn't mean that the government has, I mean, that people have any less, you know, access to that information. What they do with it, if they feel like they're being attacked with it, then, you know, when you put stuff down in a public record, make sure that it's appropriate. Make sure that it's not something that you would be embarrassed about later. It's part of the process of open government.
So, I get a text here about, and this is the part that concerns me. Jeff Landry is a man of integrity. WWL is so liberal. And here's the thing that gets me, where people, they think they have cognitive dissonance because it's like, okay, Jeff Landry pushes culture wars. He pushes the national conservative agenda. So all of a sudden I'm on board with everything he does, and they can't separate the two. But whoever texted this to me, explain to me how you think this is in the public interest. Somebody else texted in and said, you can't weaponize public records unless they contain ammunition. And I think that's a point as well. Go ahead, David. I don't mean
that's
to take
like,
your
that's
time.
Well said. No, that's well said. Unless it contains ammunition, it can't be weaponized because the activities of public government is exactly that. It's public, and the public has a right to know what's going on. And that is it's irrelevant what party or political philosophy the person in power has. That is not relevant to whether we should have access to see the information that they're, you know, transmitting amongst themselves while they're performing the public actions of government. So again, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. Whoever it is, I mean, think about Ray Nagin. You know, he's a Democrat in power in New Orleans, or, you know, Mayor Cantrell. We have used the public records, the access to those records, or Mayor Landrieu in New Orleans, who became part of Joe Biden's administration. Our access to the information about his deliberation at the Sewage and Water Board was able to show the public that the Sewage and Water Board dollars were not being used wisely under his leadership. And those types of things are used regardless of what party the person in power is a member of.
David, thank you. Everything that you all have heard David Hammer come on and talk about, just about every investigative story that he and Mike Pearlstein and Katie Moore do, and the staff at WWL Louisiana, Lee Zurich, who is a colleague of his, although for a different station, all of the investigative work that they do is not going to be able to be done as easily, and maybe not as much of it if this passes. So you need, thank you, David Hammer, by the way, for you, your time and your work. You need to get on the phone. You need to talk to your representative, and you need to tell them, stop this. This is not in the public interest. It's our money. We have a right to know what you're doing with it. It's our government. We have a right to know what's being discussed. And the ultimate hypocrisy is Jeff Landry calling for this bill to be passed when, in fact, he is suing the EPA and pursuing public records from them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.